800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's very special edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you personally to our country's most admired entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. People who have not only made it to the top financially, but even more important, got there by doing the right thing. I'm John Resnick, and thanks for joining us today. If this is your first time with us, let me tell you why I started this program. Several years ago, I got fed up with the media bashing American business community because of the unfortunate scandals of a handful of executives. The stories of our great entrepreneurs needed a voice to set the right examples, especially for our students and young people. So this is 1 hour you can count on every single week for pure and positive programming. That's my passion, that's my agenda, and that's my promise. Well, folks, as I researched and prepared for today's program, it became apparent rather quickly that the story of Starbucks and Chairman Howard Schultz is one of the most exciting success stories we've ever done. Bill Gates Sr., the father of the world's richest man, simply said, "Howard Schultz is an incredible success story." Let's welcome our exclusive guest on Legends of Success today, Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks Coffee. Howard, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thank you for having me. It's something I've been looking forward to.
Well, we are really glad you're here. You are really an amazing story, you and the whole team. And right off the bat, I want to congratulate you on a very recent and impressive earnings report. Tell us about that for a second.
Well, I think that over the last few years, we've really demonstrated that Starbucks can continue to grow the company domestically and internationally, invest ahead of the curve, which has been a hallmark of our company, and at the same time demonstrate the kind of consistency in terms of profitability. And over the 12 and a half years that we've been a public company, we've been able to do something which is very difficult, which is try and under-promise and over-deliver in a way that builds trust and consistency in the market, which, as you know, is very hard to do.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, folks, you know, everyone knows the Starbucks brand. It is probably one of the most popular brands in America. Let me give you a couple stats. There's over 8,500 retail locations, not only in North America, but other continents. A Starbucks is the leading retail roaster and brand specialty coffee in the world. But one of the things that I find most important, Howard, is that Starbucks strives. They don't just talk it. They do it. They provide social, environmental, and other economic benefits right in the communities that you serve. And is that a difficult challenge for private going to a public company living up to those expectations?
Well, I think it is a difficult challenge, but I think it has to be weaved into and integrated into every aspect of the business. And I think as we were beginning to grow our company, we set out a framework that was important in the early stages of the growth and development and very, very important today, and that is really to build a different kind of company, a company that integrates a social conscience in everything we do. And what I've said many times, and that is to try and achieve an ongoing balance, which is very hard to do, between profitability and long-term value for our shareholders, while creating benevolence and a sensibility in the communities that we serve. And I think what we've been able to do in terms of building the business and the brand is demonstrate and build an emotional relationship that's authentic and real, both with our customers and our people. And at the end of the day, what we've been able to do over the last 10, 20 years is quite unusual, and that is that we've built the company and a consumer brand, which has become iconic in a way, through very non-traditional forms of marketing and advertising. We're not a company that is a traditional advertiser. We're a company that really has built the brand word of mouth, and it's been described by many now as Starbucks has become the quintessential experiential brand in terms of what happens inside our stores and how we bring that experience to life, and that's what has built the company.
You've really hit an emotional nerve with your branding, which is good. People have bought into. You've actually, you know, you got to say, you know, there's a lot of cities in America that when a Starbucks came in, you kind of increased, you enhanced the culture a bit. But I want to talk, folks, before I forget, the name of the book, it's a few years old, I will tell you, is one of the best books on success stories you'll ever read, bar none. It's called Pour Your Heart Into It, How Starbucks Built a Company One Cup at a Time, written by our guest today, Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks. You know, Howard, there's two stories here. We've got the story of Starbucks, but equally as impressive is the story of Howard Schultz, because you did not, you're obviously a very successful individual right now. You didn't start out that way. Take us back and let the listeners hear a little bit about what you went through childhood, because you weren't born in ivory towers.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
As
I chronicle in the book, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, in a place called The Projects, which really is federally subsidized housing. And my parents were part of a class of America at that time, which was people who were lower middle class, who had dreams and aspirations in the 50s. That unfortunately did not come true. My dad never made more than $20,000 a year, and I saw firsthand the plight of a working class family and then the fracturing of dreams. And without going into too much of the specifics, it had a a significant impression on my childhood, and I never dreamed that there would be one day when I would be able to be part of or lead an organization. But that's what happened, and what really resulted is I wanted to build the kind of company that really valued people, that did not leave people behind, and in a way build the kind of company that my father never got a chance to work for. And that resulted in two significant transformational benefit packages that more than anything else defined the culture and values of our company and has led to the long-term success that we have enjoyed. And those two benefits were Starbucks became the first company in America to provide comprehensive health insurance to all of our employees. And what was unusual at the time and still today is that we were the first company in America to provide that benefit to part-time workers.
Wonderful.
And then secondarily, we provided equity in the form of stock options to every single employee in the company. And to put that in perspective, when we put these benefits in place, we had less than 5,000 people working for the company and just a couple hundred stores. Today, there are, as you said in your introduction, almost 9,000 stores. We're employing almost 90,000 people working for Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And the success, the reason we're even on this phone call with you is because the long-term value that we've created in the marketplace, the relationship we have with our customers, which is now over 35 million people a week, is linked directly to the culture, the values, the guiding principles of our company, which is how we treat our people, how they treat our customers, and trying to build the kind of company that both has a conscience, has a purpose, has a mission statement, and it's not just something hanging on a wall, it's not just an event or a program, but it's a way of life. And I think we've demonstrated that you can build a company that creates long-term value for your shareholders by also creating long-term value for your people. And I also feel very strongly that in the world today and the economy that we have, you can't separate the two. And I think that those companies that either don't share the success with their people and don't give back to the community, I don't think will build an enduring company. And I think we're living proof that you can do all these things, do it well, and build significant value. And I think if you put that in perspective, we went public in June of 1992. We had a market cap of $200 million. 12.5 years later, Starbucks has a market cap of $22 billion.
Yeah. Mm.
And that is linked directly to the culture and values of our company.
Howard, you've done a phenomenal job. And by the way, folks, if you bought that stock in 92, you would have realized over a 3,000%, probably closer to 4,000% increase. Our guest today is Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks. The result of Starbucks is a byproduct of this man's life experiences and the passions from the struggles that he went through. And when we get back, we're going to find out how he met the original founders of Starbucks and how Starbucks became what Howard says, the child of two parents. I'm John Resnick, exclusive guest today, Howard Schultz from Starbucks. You're listening to Legends of Success.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
One-on-one conversation with the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs and business people alive today. This is Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. You know, former senator and player for the NBA's New York Knicks, Bill Bradley, sits on Starbucks' board, and he recently said, "I consider Howard Schultz to be a kind of genius. Howard is consumed with his vision of Starbucks. That means showing the good that a corporation can do for its workers, shareholders, and customers." And you know, Howard, I go back to the point that I believe that the passion of what you put into Starbucks is a direct result of your experience as a kid and the pain you must have had going through and watching your dad suffer financially and the things he went through. Am I on target there?
I think there's a lot to that. I think sometimes in life you don't know how that the adversity that you face at different parts of your life, how it's going to shape you, how it's going to motivate you. And I think clearly I've tried over the years to build the kind of organization and company that would have made my father proud, and also trying to build an environment and a culture in which everyone in the company is respected in a way that my father was not in the workplace.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the interest of time, folks, this is one of those stories. I just mentioned to Howard during the break. This is one of those stories. It's impossible to cover in 40-some minutes of pure talk time in this hour. Buy the book. You must buy the book. I don't care if you don't like business. It's an amazing story. Pour your heart into it. That's the name of it, The Story of Starbucks. We'll skip along. You got through high school. I'll paraphrase. You won a scholarship, a football scholarship to Northern Michigan University, but never played, did you?
Right. I got hurt playing, and turned out that I wasn't as good as I thought I was either.
Yeah, but you got in there. You put yourself through school.
That's true.
You sold blood. Is that correct?
Well, it was a time in my life where I didn't have much resources, so I did whatever I had to to build sustainability.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You ate and you survived. And let me ask you, coming through college, what is the one most important thing you think you got from going to college, Howard, that helped you in the future?
I think self-esteem.
Yeah?
Being in a place that was very different than where I grew up, meeting different kinds of people and emerging with a sense about myself and a sense about the world and realizing that I had opportunities that were significant, and the only thing stopping me was the courage to explore them.
Yeah, you know, I read somewhere where your mother, who they call Bobby, her biggest dream was to see you and the other two kids make it through college. Correct?
Yeah, we were the first kids in our whole extended family to go to college, and I give my parents a lot of credit for that, and have over the years. And again, I think it provided me with the foundation and the self-esteem to begin to explore ways in which I could enter the workplace, and never dreamed whatsoever that I'd be in a position that I am today.
Howard, for the kids that are listening, for the parents that are listening who are in inner city projects or the equivalent, okay?
Yeah.
You're a guy that came out with literally nothing or very little, okay? share the importance of having, you may not have wealth, but the importance of strong support from the parents and how important that was in your life. Would you please?
Well, I've given many talks and speeches over the last 5-10 years on this very subject. And what I try to convey to young adults and to parents is a few things. One, that my story is not a Hollywood movie. I was them. I was in those projects. I was in a neighborhood where a lot of dreams were fractured, and I emerged and I came out of that. And that should give people a view to the fact that it is possible. I think you have to have the kind of support from a friend, a mentor, and hopefully parents that provide the foundation and the structure, most importantly, to get a good education. That without a good education, dreams cannot come true. It's very, very difficult, and people in every walk of life must be given that opportunity. In addition to that, I think people must have the courage to fail. I know that sounds kind of trite and maybe strange, but what I mean by that is that too often in life, we give up too early on the dreams and aspirations that we have of ourselves. We get to an age, maybe 30, 40 years old, and you look back and you're bitter or you're angry because you didn't take the shot, you didn't take the chance. And I think that it's very important that you can envision what your dreams and aspirations are, and you put yourself in a position to win. And that position to win means you need to have a support group around you of people who can be there for you, but you must, absolutely must, provide yourself with the education and the foundation and the tools to succeed.
And if nothing else, although we know it's a lot more, if nothing else, as you said earlier, Howard, it gave you the confidence that you could move forward and accomplish other things.
That's right.
No question about it. You got out of college. You had two pivotal career positions that really helped shape your future. Take us through both of those.
I went to work for Xerox out of school. Xerox at the time was a great company, and it still is today. It provided me with great training in the workplace. And again, another pivotal situation was I was working for a company that had a great pedigree, really smart people, and I think another rung up the ladder to self-esteem and confidence. And that training gave me the foundation to think about other things. I was there for about 3.5 years, and then I was recruited to a company that was a European company that was setting up U.S. operations. And I became part of that company. And the long story short is that company sold a product to a small coffee company in Seattle, Washington, in the late 70s and early 80s that had 3 stores. The name of the company was Starbucks. I visited Seattle for the first time on a sales trip, fell in love with the city, the environment, and the jewel of a company that was Starbucks at the time, and was really drawn to being part of the Northwest where Seattle and Starbucks is, and found myself fortunate enough to get a job as an employee as a director of marketing when the company was opening its 4th store in 1982. And that was the beginning of the Starbucks journey and adventure for me.
It's amazing. And, you know, folks, I want you to know that Howard didn't just leave that job in 1979 in New York City because it wasn't paying. Howard, correct me if I'm wrong. You're director of national sales. You're making $75,000 a year in 79, unlimited expense accounts. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
You took a shot. You took a risk of walking away from that.
Well, I did because I at the time I realized that if I didn't do this, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I was an entrepreneur at heart. I was going to be an employee the rest of my life. I wanted to try and do something for myself. I had the opportunity to get a small piece of equity in Starbucks at the time, and that led to the long-term opportunity of being in a position to lead Starbucks and eventually acquire the small company when they had 6 stores.
The other point here, folks, is Howard Schultz noticed something. And I'll tell you what, there's a direct parallel, Howard. I don't know if you know with you and Ray Kroc. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and what's happened? Do you want to recite it or do you want me to?
No, go ahead.
Well, what happened is Ray Kroc used to sell milkshake mixers. And he was a salesman. And he noticed there's a little place on the West Coast, and he flew out, I think, from Chicago, a little place on the West Coast called McDonald's, that were buying all these milkshake mixers, just like Howard saw Starbucks buy the coffee makers. Ray Kroc flies out. He sees, what is going on? The same parallel story. And all of a sudden, that's what happened to you. And he met the McDonald brothers. And then you met the founders. What did you think when you flew out there and saw that location? What did it do to you?
Well, first off, when I tasted Starbucks coffee for the first time, I had never had coffee that was as pure and tasted so good. The flavor, the balance, and I knew right away that the difference between Starbucks coffee and everything I had drunk to date was the difference between fresh squeezed orange juice and Tropicana. It was that powerful. And then I walked into the original store and saw something that just struck me immediately in terms of the relationship that people had to the customers and using coffee as the conduit for conversation and the exploration and the romance of coffee. And I was struck by all those things and what it could be. And I was like a little kid in a candy store and knew instantaneously this is where I belonged.
And when you saw that, you know, keep in mind, we're going back, this is
like 1980.
Yeah, 1980. Now, for those that don't remember or forget, how many places like Starbucks, there really wasn't anything in existence back east here. Am I correct?
And Starbucks at the time, it's important, was a very different company than what it is today. The company was only primarily selling pounds of coffee for home consumption, whole bean or ground coffee. It wasn't until I took a trip to Italy that I really discovered the Italian coffee bar, the romance of coffee, and had my first cafe latte in Milan. And it was that trip that was the impetus, the genesis for the Starbucks that you see today. And that was really beginning to reshape the company around the beverage, creating the sense of community and what we've coined over the last 10 years as Starbucks becoming the third place between home and work.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an incredible story. The name of the book is Pour Your Heart Into It, Buy It and Read It. Our guest today, Howard Schultz from Starbucks. We'll be back on Legends of Success right after this.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
You're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, our exclusive guest is Howard Schultz. I will tell you, in the history of American business, and you mark my words, he will go down as one of the greatest. And you could say, ah, John, you're always, you know, kowtowing all these guests. This guy, you read the story, you read the book. We really got to commend Howard and the team at Starbucks. It's not just Howard, but the team there of what they've done to not only build a shareholder value, but give back to the community. So we're going to cover that in a moment of what they've done to give back. Howard, you met the two co-founders of Starbucks when you got out there. What did it take? What kind of presentation did you make that you got them to take you on board?
Well, interestingly enough, they originally turned me down. They thought that perhaps I wasn't going to be a cultural fit for the company at the time. It was very small. And when they turned me down, I just said to them that I thought it was a mistake, that I could bring the kind of leadership and vision to the company, and the cultural fit was not going to be an issue. And so after turning me down and then hearing me express my disappointment and my sensitivity to those issues with such passion, they reconsidered and they hired me in September of 82 as director of marketing.
You're an excited A-type New Yorker coming out to the laid-back Seattle, and you're probably burning them up out there. I mean, they were probably just like taken aback by your energy.
Well, I think that the good news is I brought a different perspective, and they were looking for some professional management and leadership at the time. And but again, this was a very, very small company that was just getting ready to open up its fourth store in Seattle. So I can understand the trepidation at the time.
You bet. Howard, you're quoted as saying that when you saw you saw Starbucks not for what it was, but what it could be. When you got there, what was your immediate vision? What did you really think you could do? And did you ever think it would be as big as it is today?
Well, first off, I never imagined that it could be as big as it is today. But I did see something that I thought was so hard to achieve and so unique, and that is the emotional connection that Starbucks had to a core group of customers. And I thought if you could leverage that and scale it, that you could change the culture of America and really change the way in which a retail store and certainly coffee is perceived. But I never imagined that we would one day have the national footprint of stores that we have to this size, that we'd be in 35 countries, and we'd have the kind of effect on the marketplace that we've had. But I think in large part that is linked to the fact that there were times when we underestimated the size of the market, but we never made some of the pitfall mistakes that small, emerging, growing companies make. And I specifically, you know, growth covers up a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. And most entrepreneurs have a hard time surrounding themselves with smarter, more experienced, skilled people and ultimately delegating. I knew that kind of metaphorically we wanted to build a 100-story skyscraper. And what I mean by that is we had to build a foundation strong enough. And you can't build the foundation while you're building the stories. And so we worked very hard, and I think this is one of the big differences between us and some other companies that didn't make it. We worked very hard along the way, and even today, to continue to invest ahead of the growth curve so that we were never in a position of catch-up. Because when you're growing a company at the rate that we were at the time we are today, it's impossible to catch up, and that's going to be that's going to be a situation where you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So net, we got to a point where we had acceptance in a number of regional markets. We started expanding the company, and then all of a sudden we realized, hey, you know what? We have a chance to build a national brand, build a national company, but we also wanted to do it a different way. And you keep mentioning in your comments the fact that we give back, but what I would say this is that great companies have to stand for something more than making money.
You'd expound on that.
And, well, I think at the end of the day, where we are not in the coffee business, we're in the people business. Specifically, what we have to do as a company is make our people proud of what it is we do, what we stand for, and we have to integrate their feelings about the company into what we do. And so early on, we recognized that given the fact that our stores were going to be part of America's communities, we had to engage in a dialogue where the consumer realized that we were going to be a good citizen, that we were going to give back to the communities locally and regionally. and on a national level. So whether it was what we do with literacy on a national level, what we do with so many hundreds and thousands of local philanthropic efforts throughout the year in which Starbucks is integrated into the community, we were able to build a level of trust with our customer, not based on a 60-second advertisement, but based on the fact that they saw us living and breathing with them in the community in which we were not only taking something and making money, but giving back. And then most specifically, we demonstrated to our customer base a significant initiative that was not an event, but an ongoing way of life in our company, and that is what we do in the developing countries where we buy our coffee. And I think the world that we're living in today, it's critically important for companies to demonstrate a true and authentic relationship that demonstrates to the customer that it's not only what your products stand for and the features and benefits and what they cost, but there is an ethical review of the customer, and after they review your practices, there's a tremendous vote of confidence that you stand for something that they're proud of and that they want to embrace. And you said something in your original introduction, I think, that is important. We are living at a time when many companies, many businesses have let the marketplace down. Mm-hmm. We also are living in a time when I think there's been a fracturing of humanity in so many aspects of our daily life, and the customer is not as trusting as they once were, and there's cynicism. And so when a company does do the right thing and stands up for what it believes in and demonstrates to the local communities that this is a company and a brand that I can respect and believe in, it goes a long, long way to building loyalty and a relationship that I think goes beyond a week, a month, a year. It lives and it endures.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the words. Care more than others think wise. Risk more than others think safe. Dream more than others think practical. And expect more than others think possible. Those are the words of wisdom of our guest today, Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this short break.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Howard Schultz is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Howard, as the chairman of Starbucks, you didn't start out as the chairman. You built. What did you have to do to prove yourself to work up and become CEO? You had to prove yourself somewhere here.
Well, I think whenever you become the leader of any organization or enterprise, the most important thing is that the people that you're about to lead believe that you have the capabilities to take them in a place that they can't on their own. And I think I had demonstrated a strong level of respect and trust from our people. But I think most importantly, it was the sense of compassion that people realized that I wanted to build a legacy for Starbucks that was beyond revenue, profit, and a stock price. And I wanted to build the kind of company that would build an enduring brand. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, that I wanted to lead the organization in a direction in which people would be valued and people would come first. And, you know, many, many leaders and many CEOs say those kinds of things. Very few, I think, are able to accomplish it. And I think that you have to make sure that every step of the way, every decision you make is going to be linked to that set of guiding principles and values, and you don't ever acquiesce and make short-term decisions that in any way would dilute the integrity of the culture of the company.
And that gets increasingly difficult the greater you grow with so many stakeholders and coworkers, does it not?
Well, I think it does, but at the same time it becomes easier because when you're building a company, and I've said this in the past, in a way it's like raising a child. And the business has a memory just like a young child does, and you imprint the organization and the business with a set of values, and that produces an inherent way in which you're going to go to market and do things. And it's hard sometimes, but what gets imprinted in the organization is a way of life, and we've been served very well by that.
You absolutely have. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, these are really great lessons from the experiences of Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks. And I tell you, folks, there's such similarities between the way Howard's built this company with his team of executives, which we'll get into. You look back at the great late Estee Lauder, the Ray Kroc from McDonald's. There's a lot of parallels here. Continue to listen to the show. Line up the parallels. I hope they're inspiring you in your life. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
If you are a baby boomer with $200,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you are a baby boomer with $200,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Kiernan. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Our guest today is Howard Schultz, the chairman of Starbucks. Howard, if you look back, and you look when you first met the co-founders, Jerry and Gordon, correct?
Yes.
What are the three most crucial actions that you folks took to build this company from what it was to where it is today? If you had to hit three things, what are they?
I think there's two, not three.
Okay. We'll take them.
The first was recognizing that the equity of the brand was going to be defined by the relationship we have with our people, that if we were going to exceed the expectations of our customers, we had to make sure that as managers and leaders of a company, we exceeded the expectations of our people. Secondarily, that we were going to source, roast, and blend the absolute finest coffees of the world, and never in any way were we going to compromise quality or freshness. And our standards for the quality of our people and the quality of the coffee have been and continue to be the foundation of the company.
And really, nobody does it alone. I mean, you've got some fabulous executives that you surround yourself with. You alluded to earlier saying surround yourself with the best. Tell us about a couple of those key team players and why they're important with what they do.
Well, I think if you're going to build a world-class organization, a world-class company in any endeavor, whether it's business, sports, it doesn't matter what it is, you have to put yourself in a position where you're with people who have done it before. You're with people who have skills and experience beyond your own. And most importantly, you surround yourself with people who have like-minded values. And I think if you check off those points, especially the last one, you really put yourself in a position to win. And then I think as the leader of the company, you have to put yourself in a position where you're leaving your ego at the door and creating the kind of management philosophy that is consensus-driven, and you institutionalize a level of conversation and decision-making that's based not on one person's view, but the collective thought of people who have that you trust, that have done it before and have experience and skills beyond your own.
Incredible. And when you look back, like there's a lot of people listening right now that have a dream to go into business, and you're sharing a lot of your wisdom. But if they're having a tough time and they just can't break through that ceiling of complexity or struggle, what inspiration can you give them that really helped you bust through your toughest times, Howard?
You know, I think this might sound trite, but I think sometimes the difference between winning and losing or giving up and sustaining your dream is that very gray line, which I would just label as perseverance, that you have to find a way to keep going. And you never know when you're going to open up that last door that's going to break through in terms of your idea and the ability to sustain it. And so keep believing that your dreams can come true. Do everything you can to have the kind of infrastructure or support, whether it's inside the organization or family members, that give you the ability, when you get down, to prop you up and put you in a position the next day to keep going. But don't give up.
Can never, no matter what. And it's amazing how many times you hear and we realize in our lives that, you know, it's just that last breath, that last extra step that you took was the one that made you successful. The one.
Yeah,
that...
and I think there were moments when, you know, Starbucks could have given up, and we didn't. We persevered, and I've said before that I think in the early stages of our own business that we just willed it to succeed.
Yeah, you said you willed it. I mean, that's something I think you probably got from your mom, from what I read. Am I correct?
She was a strong personality and gave myself and my brother and sister the self-confidence beyond our own means sometimes to do things that we didn't think we could do.
You know, Howard, as time goes on, I mean, you've done an awful lot of things right. What's the biggest setback or mistake you think you made, and what did you learn from?
Well, you know, we've made a number of mistakes along the way. I think sometimes you get away from your core. The art of being a great merchant or retailer is preserving your core business while enhancing the experience. And from time to time, we've gotten away from that. Once there was a big idea that I personally had to create a magazine. It was a great idea, I thought. We had a great partner, and we invested a lot of money, and no one bought it.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes, again, you have to have the courage to maintain an entrepreneurial spirit in the company, but sometimes not everything's going to work. And you also have to make sure that you stick to your knitting and not get too far afield from your core business and the license that you have from your customers. The flip side of that is that we're having great success as a company with music right now in producing our own music, in creating new ways in which people can discover music in our stores. And we've done things that are, I think, very innovative for our company, which does demonstrate that even a company like Starbucks can continue to create new ideas. And at the end of the day, I think what we realize more than anything, any other time in our history, is that we've earned the right in the marketplace to provide and enhance the experience in our stores by doing things that are complementary to the coffee experience. And so we're pretty excited about that. And then not the least of which is, We've opened Starbucks now in over 35 countries, from Japan to Singapore to Europe and Latin America, and we've learned that despite the differences in culture, languages, and things of that nature, that people are people, and we all want the same thing. We want to be respected and appreciated and valued by a retailer, and if you give customers that kind of respect, they're going to come back.
You've come a long way since the old can of coffee on the shelf, haven't you? Boy, that stuff was bad. I don't care what anyone says. That was just terrible.
That stuff was really bad.
Yeah. Going forward, in a minute or less, Howard, what are your greatest strategic challenges to move forward with Starbucks?
Well, we still believe we're in the early stages of the growth and development of the company, despite how much we've grown. But I think the challenge for us, and it has been this way for a while now, is how do you get big and stay small? How do you maintain this level of trust with your customers and your people? And I think that the way we do that is to continue to embrace the culture of the company and make sure that we keep leading with our heart and recognizing that a company that just makes money is not the most valued way to build a great enduring company. And we want to both make money and give back to the community and make our people proud of the company they work for.
Howard, I know how busy you are. I want to thank you for the gift of your time on behalf of our listeners.
Thank you very, very much for having me on. I enjoyed being with you.
I also want to thank Matthew Moores, Audrey Linkoff, and Laura Weiss at Starbucks for doing a phenomenal job in helping us prep today. Chris Andre, my producer, and Michael Parks, co-producer for this program, and the beautiful and intelligent Billy Resnick, my best friend, for her help throughout the week. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their 6th Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, 6, baby! 6, that's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number 6!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 42 degrees in Flemington, and it is mostly cloudy. The forecast for today is to remain cloudy, a high of 49. Not quite warm enough to walk out without a jacket like